Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, we'll celebrate the 23rd anniversary of our good friend Grace Marie Turner as a member of our Brain Trust, as a founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll do that soon. She's the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
We are a think tank, almost 25 years in existence, to fight for healthcare freedom, to give people more choices, to give people lower costs through competition rather than government edict. And we helped to usher in the health savings account, for example, and have a new plan out called the Healthcare Choices 2020 Plan that is a new vision for health reform to move us back toward the kind of free market that I think the American people want, so that they can decide what health coverage they get, and that everybody starts out on a level playing field and the ability to get help with their insurance if they need.
I encourage you to follow them, folks, and support their effort. Galen, galen.org. Grace Marie, you and I started talking about healthcare public policy, market-based healthcare public policy, which is your, which you advocate for, and I do too, sometimes channeling you, most of the time channeling you. And we started talking about this back in 98. And over the 22, almost 23 years that we've been doing this, we've been singing the same song. You've had some successes. You've had some, not, the other side has won a little bit more. And I say the other side, I'm talking about people who think the government should be more in control of our health care.
Right.
That's it. One's market-based, one's government control. And over the years, but your ideas and my ideas and our positions, we've been in the marketplace of ideas, selling those and trying to explain our position, and it never occurred to me that even if we lost this round, that we wouldn't be able to go another round in the fight, that we would at least have the same ability to state our case going forward. And the reason that what's going on today in America is different is I'm worried about that ability to be able to make our positions known without recrimination. What do you think about that?
I do worry about that, but it's not going to stop us, because I believe, Jim, that the American people are on our side. Every poll that we see, when you ask the questions fairly, do you want to be able to choose your own health insurance? Do you want to be able to make decisions for your family about what health coverage you want? Do you want your coverage to be affordable? Do you want to have choices? Do you want to be able to pick your own doctors and hospitals? People say yes. And the only way you're going to get that is if you have a market-based system that involves competition among key players, so that they are competing to get the business of the customer. That's the way the rest of the economy works. That's what they want to see in healthcare. They also want to see a strong safety net for the vulnerable, which we also focus more on, actually, on that part of our work than on the marketplace. The marketplace is going to fix itself if you get the rules right. But you do need to help the most vulnerable. What I worry about with the government-run plans is that they want to help broad constituencies, and people who are sick and vulnerable and poor often have a harder time. If you expand Medicare, for example, down to age 55, it's going to even be harder for seniors. Frail elderly seniors to find a doctor to be able to see them.
Doctors are already abandoning Medicare. They're already abandoning Medicare.
And they say if you have that many more of their patients on Medicare, many other small businesses will, private practices will go out of business.
That's right.
Many of them are suffering because of patients not coming at all during the COVID crisis.
Right.
And this will put this is just the final nail.
Well, this is what happens when you try to control things. People who try to control things are playing checkers. And life is a game of chess. solutions to life are multiple moves ahead of us. And when you only try to control it, all you see is the impediment in front of you, and you try to knock it over without realizing the contingent liabilities and the consequences that you create. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's exactly right, which is why we don't try to control the market. We just say, okay, what do we need to do to make the rules right? And what they say, what the market tell, what people in the private sector tell us is just tell us what the rules are and we'll make this work. Well,
that's
we want
right.
to get the rules right so the incentives are right
and
for companies and consumers to be aligned
and let the market
to get the
find the solution. Let the market find this. I agree with
you. Get the government out of the way.
Galen.org, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie Turner, thank you for being here. Good job. Keep up the good fight. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.